A virtuosic piece from guitarist John Williams playing music of J.W. Duarte. We heard the variations on a Catalan folk song written, of course, for the great guitar virtuoso John Williams. That was from a recording called simply Guitar Recital. It's a 2-CD set from the London record label. Starting off this hour of music and conversation here on Let's Hear It on Classical WMUK. Again, I'm Kara LaRotz, and now welcoming virtually from by the phone line, I am happy to once again welcome Dara Strauss, the president of the Kalamazoo Film Society and longtime member Madeline Cimini, to the radio waves to give us an update on films and discussions and other activities that we can learn about today. Dara and Madeline, glad to have you back here on Classical WMUK.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Dara, thank you.
It's been about 4 weeks, and I think things are looking up even more than the last time we talked. Dara, the restrictions are loosening, and going back to theaters doesn't seem so scary anymore.
That's right, and I've been several times. A couple of times I've had my own private screening because I've been the only one in the theater, but that feels very safe. But we think Celebration is doing just a terrific job of thinking things through and making it feel as safe and being as safe as possible for everyone.
And Madeline, I imagine you've also, you've been back in the theater for some time, and are you seeing more people showing up to see films as well?
You know, it's on and off. I have been there where there have been more than a handful of people, but I've also been at a private screening or at a movie where there's just me and one other person. But Celebration is now open 7 days a week. The films start later in the afternoon during the week, but they are open now 7 days, and that's good. And they still follow the cinema safe protocols for keeping people safe. And I've never felt uncomfortable. And I think that's a good thing. I think now with the summer or spring and summer coming out, more people getting vaccinated, I think that will help as well.
The state of Michigan announced yesterday that anyone 16 and older will be eligible to get their vaccine starting April 5th. So it's definitely looking up in terms of COVID safety in the weeks to come, for sure. So usually you're showcasing a number of films, some of which only have a days or a week left in the theaters. So maybe we should mention the ones that might not be in theaters much longer first. What would that be, Dara?
Okay, we have three that we are have our Kalamazoo Film Society that are right now in Celebration. I've seen all three, and all three are up for Best Picture for the Academy Awards, and that's Nomadland, Minari, and The Father. And all three are just terrific, wonderful, thoughtful films. Madeline, have you seen them all too?
I have not seen The Father yet. I'm planning to see it this weekend.
Okay, good. So, yeah, we're excited of the seven that are nominated for Best Picture. Is that right, one? Seven we brought from the Academy Award. So we're really excited that they all had our name on them. And we'll talk about that later on in the program about how we're going to just discuss those films. But yes, I would recommend, if you can see, Nomadland is also playing on Hulu right now. Mm. Tomorrow night, we do have our virtual lobby. That's Wednesday, March 24th at 7 p.m. So we're going to discuss Nomadland. Everyone's welcome. Just email us at calfilmsociety@yahoo.com to get the Zoom link to join us, but that should be a lively discussion, as always, with Mike Marchak and Chad Campbell leading us.
Again, that's at 7 o'clock, the virtual lobby discussion. And I've participated in one or two at this point, and it's actually a really eye-opening experience. I love hearing how what really stood out for other people. It can be so different. But it's also nice that you pick pretty darn good films to talk about.
We try.
So
Nomadland is the one that we're going to discuss tomorrow, and it is available at the movie theater. Minari is about the Korean family that starts a farm in the 1980s in Arkansas. Who is a Kalamazoo College graduate. So there's a local connection to that film. Again, another very thoughtful film.
Stephen Yeun, who was for a long time part of a television show about zombies.
Right. I never watched it, I got to confess, but zombies aren't my thing. But yes, he is very, I think, a heartthrob, actually, on that series, from what I gather. But he's up for Best Actor, too, for an Academy Award for this performance. So that's definitely worth seeing. And then Madeline hasn't seen The Father, but she's going to. And it, again, is just a very eye-opening film with a man dealing with his aging and dealing with his daughters, and you don't know exactly what's real or what's not. So it becomes the form reflects the content. So the viewer is kind of a little lost too, and that's okay because that's the intent of the film. Great performances by Anthony Hopkins and Olivia Colman.
We're talking about three currently showing films at Celebration Cinema that are sponsored by the Kalamazoo Film Society. And you can find the information on all three films, including showtimes, at calfilmsociety.net. Let's talk a little more about the virtual lobby discussions. There's always somebody who comes up with a list of questions, and then you just go around the horn and get people's opinions. Whose idea was it to, you know, structure it with these kind of questions? And is it something that is shared by members of the group, or do you always pick the same moderator, or how does that work?
Madeline, do you want to? All right. It's hard when we can't see each other to say, oh, are you ready to talk about that? Chad Campbell has been doing the Unreal series at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. So he's had a lot of experience, and he usually comes up with a few questions to lead us off. And then if people know Mike Marchak, he was the president of the Film Society for years and years and years, and he just has encyclopedic knowledge of films and actors and directors. So he always adds a lot of historical bent to our discussion. Then it becomes pretty free-flowing, we hope. And at the end, I think Chad likes to go around and ask each of us how we would rate the film on 1 to 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what we've always done on the board at the end. And having a virtual lobby, one of the things that we wanted to do is sort of recreate a lobby, which when we showed films at the Little Theater, people would always stand around and chat. So we want the discussions to be lightly structured. It's not a tutorial or a lecture. And we want people to feel, you know, comfortable expressing an opinion that other people might not share. And frequently, that's me. I'm the contrarian many times.
One member has a background in psychiatry or psychology, and brought some insights to the last discussion as well, just from that perspective. And others are concentrated on, you know, some of the things that might escape me, like sets and costumes or something like that. But then I'm always trying to get a sense of how the music is working with a film. So I like to focus on those aspects as well. And it just makes for a really fun discussion.
It really does. I think everyone brings things to it. And I know I always go away with more like, I didn't think about that. And which often happens with my book group, too. So this is very similar to that. And we love hearing all the different voices that bring different experiences and insights to our discussions.
We're going to be hearing some of the solo piano music that was used in Nomadland at the end of our interview. And Nomadland is the subject of tomorrow night's virtual lobby discussion. And it starts at 7 o'clock, but you do need to email for a Zoom link. Dara just gave the email address, but maybe you could give it again, Dara.
Sure. It's TaoFilmSociety@yahoo.com. You can also join our email list or become a member, and then you'll get it automatically when we send out our mass email mailings about our virtual lobbies. But we're glad to have you join any way you'd like to join. And that's calfilmsociety@yahoo.com.
And the next lobby discussion sounds a little different. You said this won't be focused on a particular movie. Dara?
Right. Our next virtual lobby will be on Wednesday, April 21st, so about a month from now. And the reason we already know what it's going to be about, because we want to discuss the Academy Awards. And like I mentioned, so many of the films that the Kalamazoo Film Society chose this year are actually up for award for best film, as well as a lot of the actors and directors. So it should be a very lively discussion. It might go longer than our usual hour discussion. And then the Academy Awards are actually that Sunday. So this is kind of in preparation for the actual event of the award. And we're going to see maybe how close we come to selecting the winner. I think it'll be a great, fun discussion.
So, personally, I have gone from finding the awards a kind of beautiful fantasy and a chance to, you know, enjoy the best of the best, to now realizing, you know, behind the scenes, people aren't necessarily using their vote to choose the best. They're picking their friends. It's been tarnished with Oscars so white, and the whole idea of it being a competition, of course, the more you think about it, the more you think it's hard to judge one film against another, one great film against another. So why is it still important, and why is it still worthy of thinking about what the best films of the year were in the paradigm of the Academy Awards? Sorry, tough question. Maybe I should give it to Madeline. Dara, give you a break.
Great. Thank you. Well, you know, I have been a fan of the movies and the Academy Awards. I was a child watching them when Bob Hope was the host, and then it was Johnny Carson for many years. And there has always been, I mean, it's show business, and there is a business component to it. People would lobby for their films and promote them, and that there's generally, you know, a big surprise each year that how did that person win, or why was that person not nominated, or why wasn't that film nominated? And expanding the number of films to 10 limits that a little bit. But I think for one you know, it's time to watch people get dressed up and see your favorite stars, I'm always surprised and disappointed in the chatter in between. And I think these people are award-winning actors, and they read their lines so stiffly. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. but, you know, it is an honor. Like the Grammys and the Tonys and the Emmys, it is a business, but it's also an honor, and it allows people to perhaps see a show that they missed some months before if they bring that film around again. Although that has changed with streaming. A few years ago, I was a little resentful that streaming films were being allowed because I didn't have a number of those streaming platforms. But now I'm so thankful for them after this last year that I was able to see some films that I might not have been able to. But on the other hand, Nomadland, I saw it at the theater, and I thought, oh, I'm so glad I'm seeing this on the big screen. I've seen Chloe Zhao's other films, which are similarly beautifully filmed, and a blend of actors and real life characters, but the look of them on my little screen at home, there is a lot lost. But I'm thankful that I'm still able to see them.
There are also categories that are recognized by the awards. Maybe not so much during the broadcast anymore, but they're important categories to acknowledge people who really are almost never acknowledged, the technicians. So I'd say that's one reason the Oscars continue to be important, especially to the unheralded workers in the industry. And Dara, it looks like you're actually bringing the Kalamazoo Film Society is going to sponsor Oscar-nominated shorts in the coming weeks.
Yeah, and they are that's one of my favorites. And they supposedly are coming April 2nd, along with French Exit, which Madden can talk about a little bit. But the Oscar-nominated shorts, they're documentary, dramatic, and animated. And I love seeing all of them. I remember years ago, a young woman won for Best Documentary. And in her award speech, she said, "My dress cost more than the film that she was wearing that night." So, I just love the short format. It's just to see a story packed into, you know, especially for animation, it might be 5, 6, 7 minutes long. The dramatic might be the same, 10 to 12 minutes. The documentary tend to be a little bit longer, but I think Madeline has a favorite documentary in the short that she would like to talk about too, as well as French Exit.
Oh, indeed I do. And the Oscar shorts have been a local favorite. In fact, the Kalamazoo Film Society has brought them to Kalamazoo and had, you know, special events at the Epic Theater. And this year, I am so, so, so delighted. The New York Times in the past 4 or 5 years has had a few films, documentary films, that were nominated and won. And this year, one of my favorite films, A Concerto is a Conversation, is nominated. And in 20 minutes, this story of a musician, composer, and his grandfather, and his grandfather's life and what brought them together, I have goosebumps just talking about it. And I will be rooting for that film. And if you would go to see the film just for that 20 minutes, it would be worth it.
for all our music-loving friends in the audience, it's about Chris Bowers, the composer and pianist and film soundtrack composer, and Chris's grandfather, who founded a business in L.A. decades ago, that's still kind of, for Chris, is growing up with a warm, loving family who supported his music through a dry cleaning establishment. He has been to Kalamazoo before, Chris Bowers, and I had a chance to talk to him. He was on the Rising Stars series presented by the Gilmore. And just at that time, he was starting to get into film tracks, soundtracks. He had been hired to write the music for a basketball documentary. And it just from there, his career has really exploded. I know he wrote the soundtrack to Green Book, which was...
And Bridgerton,
that's right.
So, yeah.
We're on a little bit of a diversion here, but that's one of the shorts
it's a worthy diversion.
So beginning April 2nd, the Kalamazoo Film Society will sponsor Oscar-nominated shorts showing at Celebration Cinema, with details at calfilmsociety.net. What are some other things we can share with listeners today, Dara?
Well, we're also bringing on April 2nd, supposedly, I mean, we're always in a little flux, but French Exit, which Madeline has kind of the summary of that film.
Yes, that is Michelle Pfeiffer's latest, and it also stars Lucas Hedges, and she's the mother, he's the son. They come from a very wealthy New York family who lose their money after the husband and father dies and wind up going to live in Paris with their cat. And I think that's where the misadventures begin. But I won't spoil the cat reference, but evidently it's Michelle Pfeiffer at her best, playing the characters that she has played more than once. But I do believe she has been nominated for at least two or three awards for this role. And Lucas Hedges is a young, amazing, amazing actor.
French Exit, the name of this film, beginning April 2nd. That, just time check, today is March 23rd, if we're all having trouble remembering. Yes, March 23rd. And what else? The grant application to you regional filmmakers is still available, Dara?
Exactly. We're still taking applications for the grant. The grant is for $1,000 to support local filmmakers and organizations. It's due on May 1st, so you still have about 6 weeks, 7 weeks to get it in. And we came up with this, as I've mentioned before, because of our mission, which is to support and encourage a vibrant cinematic community in Southwest Michigan. And we wanted to kind of put our money where our mouth is and thought, well, we want to support local filmmakers. And if we can help them do that with a $1,000 grant, then we will do that. So we're looking forward to seeing who all applies and what happens.
It's interesting. I've spoken to many choral and orchestral and ensemble music leaders who have had to come to grips with their instrumentalists and singers sending in individual tracks, and they have to mix them all together, both audio and video. So there actually are a number of emerging, almost reluctant filmmakers in the musical world, thanks to the pandemic. So maybe that's open to them as well.
We'll see what appears on our doorstep, so to speak.
The deadline is May 1st, and details are at calfilmsociety.net. Anything else we can cover today?
I don't think so. Just to reiterate that tomorrow night at 7 is our virtual lobby. Anyone is welcome to come and discuss. Nomadland is still showing at Celebration. It's also available on Hulu. It has been nominated for one of the best pictures through the Academy.
Well, Dara and Madeline, I really enjoy our conversations about stories and images and awards and grants and showings every month or so. Thanks again for catching us up with the Kalamazoo Film Society. And here's a bit of music from Nomadland. And thanks again.
Thank you, Kara.
Thank you, Kara.